Ms. Becker?
Yes.
Ms. Crane?
Yes.
By a 6-3 vote, the Juneau Assembly passed an increase to the city's tobacco excise tax from $1 to $3 per pack. The new tax rate replaces Anchorage's $2.39 as the state's highest tobacco tax. Combined with state and federal excise taxes, the average price for a pack of cigarettes will increase to $10.50 in Juneau when the ordinance takes effect on April 1st. Mayor Merrill Sanford joined Assembly members Jerry Nankervis and Debbie White in voting against the ordinance. Nankervis found fault with how the estimated $1.7 million increase in tax revenue might be spent by the Assembly.
I could support, and I would definitely think a lot harder about supporting a tax increase on tobacco if it went entirely back to the costs of tobacco.
The city's tobacco tax revenue currently goes to Bartlett Regional Hospital and various social service grants. The ordinance does not dictate how tobacco tax revenue is spent. The Assembly heard testimony from 8 people whose opinions ranged on both sides of the issue. Paul Thomas, owner of Alaska Cash Liquor, criticized proposals to spend tobacco tax revenue on services used by non-smoking residents.
Taxing a small segment of the population to increase the general fund for all in the city is just wrong. Let's face it, this is about generating tax revenue. Big Brother doesn't like tobacco, so it's illegal.
Keeping the city's youth from smoking was repeatedly mentioned by testifiers as a major benefit in passing the ordinance.
Increasing that price does particularly affect youth use. That's where we see the strongest impact.
Emily Neenan is the State Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society. She testified that the $2 increase hardly covers the estimated $19 one pack of cigarettes cost the state of Alaska. That number comes from a 2012 study measuring tobacco-related health costs and job productivity.
That's not smoke breaks. That's lost productivity due to premature death.
The Assembly also voted to include e-cigarettes under the definition of other tobacco products, taxing them at 45% of the wholesale price. Matthew Farrelly is an expert in tobacco control studies at Research Triangle International in North Carolina. He says due to a lack of regulation and information on e-cigarettes from the Food and Drug Administration, communities across the nation are taking action to regulate them on their own.
When there's uncertainty, it's not surprising that, you know, they're going to say, well, we're going to do things to discourage this until we have clear information that it's safe.
Farrelly says excise taxes on tobacco have the most immediate effect at reducing sales. But he says states that invest in tobacco prevention programs see long-term decreases. The Assembly has proposed using the increased revenue from the new tax rate to restore funding for the Social Services Advisory Board, which sponsors a tobacco prevention program for the Juneau School District. City budget cuts have threatened the board's funding in recent years. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.